It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight alongside my broadcast partner. Two games in a row, folks. Coach Dave Smith is with me. And we're at the Hive, OHS in Oneonta. It's the Oneonta boys hosting Norwich. It doesn't get any bigger than when these two teams get together for a Class B stack rivalry game. So, Dave, welcome in once again.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Glad it worked out that I didn't have practice tonight, so I gave my guys the night off.
Yeah, this was great that it worked out, and we're glad to have you along. It's time for the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Of course, we saw Norwich just on Saturday night, a great game with Green. Tough for them to turn around and have to play their big-time rival in Oneonta, who's state-ranked number 14 in this week's rankings. Norwich is on the honorable mention, but it should be a great clash here tonight.
Just watching Norwich the other night, I thought that they're fun to watch. They get after it on defense, and the Maynard kid really knows how to get to the dish, so I'm interested to see how Oneonta handles him.
Yeah, Maynard, of course, for the Norwich boys, and Graham Wooden on the other side for Oneonta. Two of the best guards, I would say, locally that we get to watch on a night-in, night-out basis. We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back. We'll get you set. The student section, the cheerleaders, the fans, they're all coming in. It's going to be a good one here tonight. Stay tuned on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO. And, of course, WCDOsports.com. We also have our web listeners. It's all brought to you by SFCU. You can go right to WCDOsports.com. You can also go to our game audio archive. We save all our games that we do on the radio right there. It's a free download, all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. So, boy, the fans really starting to come in here, I'm sure, as we get a little bit closer to tip. They'll continue to file in. Student section has proclaimed that it's
Farm Night.
So they will be dressed up as we're seeing a lot of jeans, boots, flannels, some straw hats down there. So.
I wish I would have got the memo. I would have worn some farm gear here tonight.
I know. We were talking about that during the JV game. That would have been interesting to see us here at midcourt with some farm gear on for sure.
So. Yeah, then they would think we're biased and we're fans of Oneonta.
That's right. So we're set here for a big one, the Norwich boys taking on the Oneonta boys. Of course, Oneonta is state-ranked this week, number 14 in the poll. Norwich is an honorable mention. And it was a gutsy win for them the other night against Green. That was like a heavyweight fight. Talked to Tom Collier afterwards in between Saturday and today, and he just said, it took a lot out of his guys. It was a physical defensive effort, but that's what they decided to do because Green was so much bigger than them, and it worked.
And it definitely worked. It definitely rattled Barry a little bit there for him, but you could definitely tell that was their game plan out of the gate, but it was just like you said, a heavyweight battle, and it was like a sectional-like atmosphere in that gym.
Yeah, it was really a really good atmosphere. And, Oneonta coming off a loss on Saturday to Maine Endwell, who's one of the best stacked teams and a big school. And last week I was here, and they had a one-point victory over Sus Valley, where Graham Wooden took it the length of the court against the full-court press, got a layup. So, you never know in the stack. It's like a lot of leagues. It's like the league you play in. Every team is going to bring it, and you're going to have to protect your home floor, and that's what Oneonta's trying to do here tonight.
Listen, league games, this is where the thick of things, and one league loss can take you out of league title contention. So every game matters. We found that out last night ourselves as far as it's a war every night when you play in league.
Of course, Dave is the coach at Section 3's West Canada Valley, the boys up there. And I mean, that's a league with a lot of teams in it. Cooperstown, the defending state champions. I mean, that's a league that is stacked from top to bottom. But I know you got some Section 4 alliances down here, so you like to come watch these guys as well.
Yeah, it's fun, and it's always fun to come call a game with you and see some different basketball when I get an opportunity. So you never know. I'm always a student of the game, too. So if I see something I like, I'm not afraid to put it in with my guys.
Mark the calendar for tomorrow night as well. We'll be back over the hill in Norwich. It'll be the Oneonta girls battling Norwich tomorrow night. That's scheduled for a 7:45 tip. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show about 10 minutes before tip-off there. That's set to be a great game as well with two teams that are state-ranked right now in Class B. So that's going to be two good games tonight and tomorrow. And then on Friday, we'll be back in hometown Sydney, as Sydney will be hosting the Walton Warriors on Friday night at 7:15. And that's our radio schedule for this week. And again, if you're looking for any scores from the MAC, the Tri-Valley, the Delaware League, the two stacked teams that we cover, Oneonta Norwich, and of course Cooperstown, who's right over the line in Section 3 here in Otsego County, you can go to Twitter or WCDOsports.com. My Twitter feed, at Nate Lull, is right there. That's our goal every night, to get you every score possible. There's 16 games tonight, 10 girls and 6 boys games in the area. We'll have all those for you later tonight. So it's something we're very passionate about. So if you're looking for local scores, make sure to check out WCDOsports.com or follow me on Twitter at Nate Law. We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Two lots right in Sydney, Route 7 Riverside, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, they will get you financed. You can apply for credit online right at ButlerAutoSales.com. And a great selection, folks. They're constantly bringing in new vehicles there. We were working on some new ads for them today for their just-ins, and the selection is really, really great. So check it all out at ButlerAutoSales.com. We're going to pause for the starting lineups and the national anthem. We'll be back here in Oneonta tonight. The Norwich boys are in town to take on OHS. Dave Smith and Nate Lull will be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Time now for our starting lineups. First for visiting Norwich tonight, a junior number 2, Carson Thornton, a senior number 4, Carson Maynard, a senior number 13, Tommy Flanagan, a senior number 23, JT Vinyl, and a senior number 32, Jalil Jones. On the other side for Oneonta, the home team tonight, senior number 14, one of the best players around, Graham Wooden, a senior number 24, Alex Osterhout, a senior number 34, Kai Atchinson, senior number 42, Zaire Lawrence, and sophomore number 44, Carter Mackey. Oneonta missing one of their normal starters tonight, Kasani Atkinson. We're told that he's out sick, so Carter Mackey gets the start in his place. And, of course, another one of the great players in the area has to sit on the bench this season, and Teddy McGraw. Hopefully he'll be back for baseball season after having some surgery. It's a shame he has to miss his senior year for basketball. Another great, fantastic local player. So, Dave, we're ready to go. You excited for this one?
Absolutely, man. Here we go. Let's get it on.
Oneonta will be in the home white uniforms, the gold and the blue trim. They'll be going right to left. Norwich is in the road, purple uniforms with the white trim. Says Norwich across the front of the chest there. It says jackets for Oneonta across the front of their uniform. And the opening tip is one, and Norwich will have it here going left to right. Here's Flanagan at the top of the key. Goes left side for Maynard. Wide open for three. It's off the front of the rim. Vinyl for a rebound. Lost control. Wooden comes home with it.
That kid is so active. We saw him the other night. He's constantly got his hand on a basketball.
Here is Wooden, left side again. Oneonta going right to left. Wooden at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the baseline here for Zaire Lawrence. Back out for Osterhout, left side. Osterhout goes to Carter Mackey. Straight away, three, in and out. Rebound for Lawrence. Lost control. Rebound pops out to Thornton of Norwich. Ahead now for Jalil Jones. Again, Norwich going left to right. They go left side in front of the Oneonta bench. Here's Flanagan. Goes to Thornton in the corner. They reverse down low here for Vinyl. Outside for Maynard. Steps up, 15-footer, left elbow, no good. Lawrence skies for a rebound. Outlet pass to Graham Wooden.
Boy, he's a big boy inside.
6'7", I believe, as he gets it to Wooden. Takes it to the rim, off the glass, and good. He's going to have a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. First bucket of the night for Graham Wooden. Oneonta leads 2-0, 6:57 to go in the first quarter.
That was just good transition basketball. One pass and go to the rim.
So Wooden will step to the line, of course, earlier this season, joined the 1,000 career point club here at OHS. Very hard to do at the Class B level, and congratulations again to Graham on joining that club. And his foul shot is good. So an early bucket here for Graham Wooden and the foul, and he gets to go to the foul line and make that shot. So it's a 3-0 lead, Oneonta boys over Norwich in the early going. Nate Lowell and Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Here's Maynard, tries to take it to the rim, left it short. Jones the rebound, but Wooden took it away.
Boy, he's fast.
Numbers for Oneonta if they can hurry. He lost control of it, though. Jones was sprawling out on the floor here trying to save it. Officials called a quick timeout here as Wooden was down on the floor. I think they just wanted to make sure he was okay.
No, they called a foul on him. Yeah. He actually grabbed the guy's ankle.
So the foul is on Graham Wooden, his first, team's first. So each team with a foul so far, I didn't catch that he caught him there at the last minute.
Yeah, I think he was going for the ball and he just ended up catching his ankle.
Here is Norwich with the basketball going left to right. Maynard, right side, skips it across the top, looking for Flanagan. Flanagan down low for Jones. Pump fakes, gets into the paint, up over Carter Mackey. His shot was off the mark and a rebound here for Oneonta.
That was good defense, just a good wall up there by Mackey.
Atchison got the rebound. Now he gets the pass, tries to take it to the rim. Too strong on that layup. Goes to Zaire Lawrence. Picks it up and can't get it to go off the back of the rim. Gets it again. Puts it in off the glass. He's fouled and will head to the line. And Oneonta leads 5-0.
That's got to be careful with those two kids from Norwich down low. They got in foul trouble against Green. I don't know if they can get in foul trouble tonight.
Yeah, they played that whole fourth quarter on Saturday with four fouls apiece. That was Vinyl and Jones. And here's Zaire Lawrence to the line. For Oneonta, it's good. So it's a quick 6-0 lead for OHS over Norwich with 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Maynard on the right wing side. Norwich still looking for their first bucket of the night. 2 minutes in on the road at Oneonta. They'll go inside to Jalil Jones again. Nice bounce pass to Vinyl. Kicks one back out for Thornton. Too strong. Rebound is picked up by Vinyl. Boy, he's active. Finds Flanagan in the corner. His three is too strong. And Oneonta will chase down a rebound here with Kai Atchinson.
Boy, Vinyl is all over the place.
Left side for Atchinson. Goes inside for Carter Mackey. Pass was too hot, but he managed to hold on somehow. Gets it back out to Atchinson. Now to Osterhout. Into the blue paint. The jumper is good. And he'll put it up and in. Well, Oneonta's off to a fast start here. They lead 8-0 with 5:25 to go first quarter. Vinyl down low. Blocked by Mackey. And the loose ball finally comes into the hands there of Graham Wooden. Across the Jackets logo at midcourt. Finds Lawrence down low. He wanted to slam it, and it got knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll stay with OHS, and boy, he wanted that one.
He wanted to throw that one down.
Good recovery defense there by Norwich, and you can almost get the sense already that OHS, you know, 8-0 lead. They have all the momentum.
They want to go inside, too. They're looking to get to the basket.
Inbounds play. They'll go to the right side, finding Osterhout. Looks like he almost dribbled it off his foot. They didn't call it, though. Oneana keeps it in play. They go inside to Lawrence. Lawrence off the glass and good. What a pass there by Wooden.
Good finish around the rim there in traffic.
And Oneana off to a 10-0 start here with 4:50 to go in the first quarter on their home floor against Norwich. Norwich looks a little stunned at the moment. Right side for Thornton. Thornton with the basketball. Inside to Vinyl. A little up and under, and Zaire Lawrence got a piece of that. Tries a home run pass ahead for Osterhout. Tracks it down. Wants to go up with it. Left it short. Rebound for Wooden. Fighting after it, but it was taken away by Ford of Norwich. And an outlet pass to Maynard. Ahead now to Vinyl. Wants to take it to the 10. Blocked out of there by a combination of Mackey and Lawrence, but they'll get him for a foul.
Boy, everything that they're going to the rim with, they're getting tipped or knocked around the rim.
4:25 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. Oneana leads Norwich 10-0. Vinyl to the line finally gets the first points of the night here for Norwich. So it's 10-1, again, with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Vinyl played limited minutes against Green because he was in foul trouble, but when he was in, he was tremendous. Misses the second foul shot. And Mackey with the rebound and an outlet pass to Graham Wooden. Wooden down the right side of the floor, gets into the paint, wants to take it to the rim. Nice dish off there for Lawrence, up and in, made it look pretty.
They don't have an answer for that kid inside right now.
12-1, Oneana on top, and what a dish there from Wooden to Lawrence, who has a quick 7 points with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Inside for Vinyl, off the glass, again too strong. Shots are not falling right now for Norwich.
There's a lid on that rim down in this end, that's for sure.
Oneana with the basketball, again going right to left. They go to Carter Mackey, left side. Mackey will hand one safely into the hands of the guard, Graham Wooden. Wooden, left side, directing traffic. Has Thornton right in his grill here. Lawrence is trying to post up on the inside. Instead, they reverse it far side for Osterhout. Split the double team, takes it to the rim. Up and good. The kiss off the glass is good. And Oneana leads 14-1 with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. And Norwich has got to find an answer.
Great patience there by Oneana, just waiting for the screen and getting to the rim.
Right side for Flanagan. Chucks up a deep three. Splash there for Tommy Flanagan. And a big-time shot for him. So we'll see if that gets Norwich started. We got a timeout with 3:17 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away. Oneonta 14, Norwich 4. We'll be back on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3:17 to go in the first quarter. The Oneonta boys at home tonight, hosting Norwich. They lead 14-4, and Oneonta has the ball out of the timeout after a deep three by Tommy Flanagan sent us into the timeout. Oneonta will break the press now, and we'll see what Norwich decides to throw at him. Graham Wooden, left side of the floor here on the left wing in front of our broadcast position right at midcourt. Wooden taking his time, directing traffic with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and Oneonta leading Norwich 14-4. Wooden again at the top of the key. Steps in, bounce pass to Carter Mackey. Triple threat position, back out, 10 on the shot clock. Wooden straightaway three, no good. Rebound Norwich.
That 3-2 gave Green some issues. Oh, quick fire.
Flanagan with another three ball, and he gets it to go. He's 2-for-2 from deep, and just like that, it's back to a 7-point game, 14-7. Wooden tries to take it coast-to-coast here. The kiss is too strong. Rebound loose on the floor and scooped up by Oneonta and Atchison. Back out Carter Mackey. His three is in and out. It was halfway down before it popped free. Norwich a rebound. Maynard trying to take it to the tin himself. Got redirected and tipped, and the rebound to Oneonta. Wooden left side of the floor. 2:15 to go first quarter. Wooden splits a double team, picks it up at the foul line, goes to Osterhout right side. Back out Atchison. They'll flip it around the top of the globe here, back up top. Now for Atchison. Right side for three, in and out, and a rebound for Vinyl. Now Oneana's gone cold. And Norwich back up the floor with Flanagan, hanging in transition, left his shot short, rebound loose on the floor, and Vinyl came out of there with it. Gets it back out to Maynard, forces one in the lane, and it won't go. Lawrence with a rebound.
Boy, Vinyl, he is all over the glass. I like that kid a lot.
Yeah, not the biggest guy on the floor, but boy, does he work hard. Minute 40 to go, first quarter. Oneonta boys leading 14-7. Wooden directing traffic. And David, seems like Oneonta's still working on finding out this defense and what they need to do against it as Mackey goes into the corner. An air ball three is tipped out of bounds. And we'll go back to Norwich.
We run a 3-2 once in a while, and it definitely bothers teams because they don't really know whether to go inside, and it's hard to penetrate against. So,
I mean, early on in this game, Oneonta was just pounding it inside and trying to use Lawrence, and he had a quick 7 points to start the game. And since then, it's been harder to get the ball inside to him.
Well, what they're doing is they're three-quartering him, daring you to throw the ball in there, and once they do, they're just completely doubling with the wing. So they've kind of taken him away a little bit here.
So Oneonta trying to hold on to this lead, and Norwich is trying to survive the early blow given by Oneonta as they were up 10-1. Flanagan, another three left side, lets it go. This time it was short. Vinyl, a rebound. No, lost it. And here's Wooden, a two-on-one if he can hurry. Takes it the whole way himself and puts it in. And Graham Wooden now with 5 points, and Oneonta leads 16-7. 1 minute to go in the first quarter.
Boy, Graham is quick.
And here is Maynard straight away for three off the left side of the rim, and a rebound to Matt Schultz, who's into the game now for Oneonta. Leaves it for Lawrence, wants to take it in and puts it in. Lawrence with a take. Looked like he was going to be out of control, but he just controlled himself enough to just lay it up and in.
The big fell off the glass.
That's right. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. Now we have a foul. Yeah, that's a foul on Graham right at the top of the key. 37 seconds to go, first quarter. Oneonta leading 18-7.
That's not a smart foul by Graham there up top. You got to keep yourself in the game.
So 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. Oneonta leading 18-7. Norwich with the basketball. Shot clock and game clock, about a 3 second difference here. Norwich could hold it if they want to. Here is Torin Lawrence. Lawrence goes inside to Ford, who was rejected out of bounds there by Carter Mackey, who gets the start here tonight, the sophomore. 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. And again, Oneonta leading 18-7. Maynard with the basketball will look to inbound it on the baseline to the right side of the basket. Goes up top here for Andrew Mullen. And again, Norwich using the bench here again tonight, Dave, much as we saw on Saturday against Green.
Well, like you said, it was a really physical game on Saturday. And, you know, now I think we're going to have to play a lot of guys. Could be have some guys sore.
Maynard takes it inside. He is fouled. This will be the fifth team foul, I believe, on Oneonta. And the second on Kai Atchison. So you have Wooden with two, and you also have Atchison with two. Maynard to the line. First one is up and good.
And you got a short bench with Oneonta. You can't be getting those cheap fouls.
Makes it 18-8. Team foul situation. Oneonta with five and Norwich with two. Kind of the opposite of what we saw on Saturday. It was every foul in the book was going against the Purple Tornado. Maynard's second shot won't go. Mackey with a rebound. He got tripped up. It rolls out of bounds. It's going to stay with Norwich. Tough break there for Mackey. And on the baseline, Norwich will do the inbounding duty. You got to say, you know, they're still down 10, but Norwich has kind of survived and settled in a little bit here. It looked like early, Oneonta was going to pull away quickly. Maynard in the corner off the inbounds play. Splash! Gets the three-pointer there for Carson Maynard. And it's 18-11. 5 seconds left, first quarter. Osterhout for three. It's off the left side of the rim, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter. Oneonta boys leading Norwich 18-11. We'll be back with the start of the second on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at LandersFH.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Oneonta boys leading Norwich 18-11 early in the second quarter here tonight at OHS. Osterhout steps in for three, left side, and buried it. Nice three ball there from Alex Osterhout, and he has 7 points. And Oneonta leads 21-11.
Boy, they're letting it fly.
Yeah, they started off hot, kind of went cold, and now they seem to be heating up again. Norwich with the basketball, left side, pull-up jumper on the baseline, won't go. Mackey with a rebound off that shot there from Anthony Cathcart. And Osterhout will bring it up the floor now here for OHS. Graham Wooden off the floor, but he is set to check back in here at the next whistle. Ball off the leg of Torin Lawrence, out of bounds, and Graham will step back into the ball game, and Matt Schultz heads to the bench. Again, 7:15 to go, second quarter.
He's got to be careful with two here. We'll see how he plays.
Osterhout will get the basketball. You also have Kai Atchison with those two fouls. He's still on the floor for Oneonta as well. Osterhout wants that three. They left him open. He buries it again. 10 points for Alex Osterhout. It was almost like, I dare you to shoot it, and he said, okay. And it's 24-11.
He's going to have a heat check shot here next possession. You watch.
6:55 to go in the second quarter. Norwich trying to fight back into it. Here's Vinyl in the paint. Rising up and under, had nowhere to go. Good defense by Mackey. Back out Maynard. The floater won't go. Mackey skies for a rebound. Outlet pass here for Graham Wooden.
And that's a shot we saw from Maynard go a lot on Saturday.
Into the corner for Atchison. His shot won't go. Rebound for Mackey. Got stuck on the baseline underneath. Had nowhere to go and lost control of the ball. Vinyl back up the floor left side. Spin move in the paint. Jumper was contested. Rebound goes right into the hands there of Keegan Franklin, and he puts it home. And it's 24-13, Oneonta, with 6:20 to go second quarter.
Those inside guys are getting their hands on a lot of balls.
Here is Wooden, right side. Goes for Osterhout. Now for Atchison. Oneonta skips across the top of the defense for Mackey. Back out Graham Wooden for three. Got it. Another one. And Oneonta is just hot from downtown right now. Wooden's got 8 points, and it's 27-13. Maynard dribbles over towards the bench and gets some directions here from Coach Collier. 5:50 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-13. We're going to have a foul underneath here, I believe, on Oneonta. A lot of jockeying for position there. It's going to be on Carter Mackey. That'll be the team's sixth. I believe the first on Mackey, we'll see. No, his second, actually.
I'm telling you, with a short bench right now, that's trouble for Oneonta. Be really trouble here later on in the game.
Schultz comes back in for Atchison. Mackey goes to the bench, and Aiden Mackey will come in for Carter. 5:48 to go in the second quarter, so almost everybody on that Oneonta bench has played so far that's available tonight. Flanagan for a three on the right side. It won't go, and Aiden Mackey with a rebound.
Boy, now, he's got a quick release, huh?
Yes, he sure does, and he's helped Norwich get back in this game, but now Oneonta on another little run here with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Wooden again directing traffic as Oneonta goes right to left. Finds Schultz. Dribble drive now back to Wooden in the corner. Pump fakes, little jab step. Gets into the lane. Wants to dish it off. No, takes a shot. Won't go. Lawrence with a rebound. Lawrence lost it there. And Torin Lawrence from Norwich takes it away. Finds Flanagan down low. Flanagan is blocked. Excuse me, that was Franklin got blocked on the right baseline. They're going to call a foul here on Zaire Lawrence. So that'll be the Jackets' seventh team foul, first on Zaire. So here's our team foul situation, Dave. Oneonta with 7, Norwich with 2. Almost the exact opposite script from Saturday for the Purple Tornado.
And if you're Norwich now, you got to continue to attach the back because they're in a lot of foul trouble, and now you're going to the line the rest of the half.
First shot, and here comes Shane Lawrence into the ballgame.
Bowling ball.
Earned our defense award the other night. Told Coach Collier, he listened to our our game at WCDOsports.com. He went back in the game audio archive as Franklin misses the second shot. He goes, that's a good name for him.
We got a kid on our JV team. It's just it plays the same way he does, just a bowling ball.
Yeah, you got to love his effort.
Yep.
4:55 to go, second quarter. Oneana leading 27-13. Schultz a straightaway three. And that one was too strong. Rebound ahead for Norwich. Flanagan tries to take it to the rim. It rolls out. Foul's going to be on Aiden Mackey here for Oneonta. And again, they took your advice, Dave. Tried to take it right to the 10.
Hey, when you have this advantage and you can get to the rim, and obviously it seems like the refs are calling a pretty tight game here as far as they're not allowing a lot of contact. I'd keep going at them.
Flanagan's first shot is in and out.
Boy, he hit that 1-3. He can't find it right now.
Yeah, he hit back-to-back threes. So he has 6 points, hit back-to-back threes. And since then, again, he's been a little bit cold. But Oneana's, you know, been getting a hand in his face since then. But he's got that quick release. Second shot good for Flanagan.
Very quick release.
So he has seven, and it's 27-14 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little bit. We'll break this one down. It's a big night around the area. Some possible milestones could be reached tonight. And a big Tri-Valley League girls game between Franklin and Cherry Valley Springfield. So we'll try to get you an update on that as well. 4:45 to go second quarter. Oneana breaks the press again. And there's Shane Lawrence with a body foul at midcourt. Talking to Coach Collier, he said, I'd like to bring in the Lawrence brothers, Torin and Shane, because of the way that they play. And just, you know, their heart, their physicality, sometimes when we need a jolt, they can give it to us.
They're definitely going to do that, and it's also going to do what they do to Oneana if they do the same thing to Green, just kind of the bump. Give them a little bump.
4:35 to go, second quarter. Oneana with the basketball going right to left. Now a steal by Maynard at the top of the key. Wants Lawrence, but it was taken away by Wooden, who intercepted it right back. Tries to go down low for Lawrence. It was tipped out of there by Franklin. Norwich wants a tip. They're not going to get it. It'll stay with OHS. And Vinyl's going to check back in. Lawrence quickly right back to the bench, so he only got about a minute there. So 4:25 to go in the second quarter. Jackets with the basketball. Graham Wooden doing the inbounding duties. A high lob pass to the top of the key finds Aiden Mackey into the hands of Schultz. Schultz tries to go down low for Graham Wooden. Waits. Reverse layup. Wooden goes. Zaire Lawrence is there to clean up the mess and put it home. He's got 11.
He's hard to stop. He finishes really, really well around the rim.
Oneana 29, Norwich 14, 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Here's Maynard, little dribble drive, left side, kick out, and we'll have a traveling violation on Norwich on Lex Janute. OHS will get the ball back.
Credit Maynard for going right at Wooden, saying, okay, let's see if I can't get him to pick up a cheap third here.
Maynard is really doing a nice job of getting in the lane. Some of those kickouts are opening up good shots for Norwich, they're just not falling right now.
And they will. I mean, this type of lead in this kind of a game, you and I both know, is absolutely nothing. It's a game of runs, so we'll see if Norwich can put a run here before the end of the half.
4:15 to go in the second quarter. Oneana leading at 29-14. Osterhout tosses one up there for Lawrence. Oh, that's a tough break. They were trying to have a high pass there to Lawrence, and to catch it, he kind of had to go over the back of one of the Norwich defenders, and they call him for it. That's the second foul here on Lawrence. And it's going to be a 1-1 opportunity here for the Purple Tornado. 4:10 to go in the second quarter.
Oneana is in a lot of foul trouble. That's something to keep an eye on here, Nate, with a lot of time here in the half.
Yeah, still 4:10 to go before the halftime break. Oneana with a comfortable lead at the moment, 29-14. But we know this Norwich group is scrappy and can shoot from the outside. So still a lot of time left in this ballgame. This is Jahlil Jones who will head to the line, and he can't get it to go. And a rebound here for Aiden Mackey. So foul shooting plaguing the Purple Tornado at the moment. Here's Wooden across the midcourt timeline. Wooden in front of the Norwich bench as Oneana goes right to left. He finds Schultz in the corner, steps into a three, too strong, and then it hit the top of the backboard, out of bounds, and back to NHS. The Farmers have been kind of quiet over there, Dave, for a few minutes. They were pretty rowdy at the beginning.
15-point lead. They're kind of hanging out, I think.
Yep.
We'll wait and see if things get a little interesting.
Vinyl on the right side. Kicks one out here for Torin Lawrence. A little sky hook pass over to Maynard. Muscles his way into the paint. Won't go. Vinyl with a rebound. Vinyl up and under, and he's fouled. And he'll head to the line. I think this one's just going to be on Schultz. That's Oneana's 10th here in the first half. With, again, 3:35 to go second quarter, and Oneana protecting this 29-14 lead.
Norwich has got to start converting here at the free throw line.
So Vinyl will step in. First shot is up and good for Vinyl. So he has 2 points so far. Zaire Lawrence with 11, Alex Osterhout with 10, Graham Wooden with 8 to lead Oneata. On the other side, it's Flanagan with 7, Maynard with 4, Franklin and Vinyl with 2 apiece for Norwich. Vinyl's second shot from the line, rattles it in. So 2 out of 2 for JT Vinyl, and it's 29-16 with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Oneata with the basketball on the baseline. Here comes that full court pressure from Norwich. They lob it up and over. Mackey, that's Carter, back into the game, leaves it off for Wooden. His shot from about 10 feet out is off the glass, but no good, and Aiden Mackey just got a tee. 3:25 to go second quarter. He got the rebound, and there was a lot of contact there. Or no, are they going to give the tee to Norwich? Not sure exactly what's going to happen here. I thought they were giving it to Mackey for slamming the basketball.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they call there. That's kind of...
It's on Norwich. Wow, okay. So something underneath there. They gave the foul up on the board to Torin Lawrence. Wooden's going to shoot these foul shots. I thought it was on Mackey. Wooden's first shot is good. So either something was said underneath there or
they're
something.
They're saying he kicked the ball.
Okay.
And that's why Mackey grabbed it and spiked it.
Second shot for Wooden, no good. Yeah, the ball on the rebound all of a sudden was in Mackey's hands, and he slammed it real quick.
Maybe the ref standing right in front of us will give an explanation here.
Yeah. sir.
Hey, can we get a little explanation?
We know you're busy, but can you? They do it on TV,
right?
I mean, they do it on TV.
Can we get a monitor?
Yeah.
We can check the monitor?
Either way, Graham Wooden goes 1 out of 2, so a tee there on Norwich. That's a tough break for the Purple Tornado. And Oneata gets the basketball. 3 ball straight away is good there for Kai Atchison. His first bucket, so a nice swing there for UOHS fans as it makes it 33-16. And Norwich is going to call a timeout with 3:02 to go in the second quarter. Oneata boys leading Norwich 33-16. I'm Nate Lowell for Dave Smith. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3:02 to go in the second quarter, and it's 33-16 the score here. Oneata boys are on top of Norwich, and the Purple Tornado will have the basketball out of the timeout.
They need a bucket here, and here it is, floater.
Torin Lawrence, yeah, with the floater in the lane, and he gets it to go. And it's 33-18. Nice little play out of the timeout there.
And Norwich has got to get this thing down to 10, Nate.
Yeah, still a lot of time left in this game. I mean, yes, 2:40 to go in the second quarter, but when they get streaky, they can certainly come back. Wooden with a shot off the mark. Aiden Mackey a rebound, lost control of it. He goes hard down to the floor, and Norwich back up the floor now. Mackey's still down, and he's going to get back into the play. Flanagan, cross-court pass off the hands there of Atchison, and Carter Mackey comes down with it. Atchison ahead right side. And the game of up and down continues here in the track meet. Osterhout with a three in the corner. It won't go. Ball knocked out of bounds. Maynard threw it off of Carter Mackey before he fell out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Purple Tornado. So 2:15 to go in the second quarter. It's 33-18, and Norwich looking to make a little run here, Dave, to try to get back into it before they head to the locker room.
One possession at a time is what I'd be telling my team. Just get one possession at a time. Man, there is blocking everything.
Boy, Lawrence took it to the rim, and Carter Mackey said no. Swatted that one out into the hallway, and he's had a couple of nice blocks here
tonight.
He's
got three or four so far already tonight.
The only sophomore on this Oneonta varsity roster, brought up early this year, and he's starting to fill in nicely to his role. Norwich with the basketball. Here's Flanagan. That quick trigger. Too strong, though. Hit the right side of the rim, and Osterhout tracks down a rebound. It was 1:55 to go in the second quarter. Again, Oneonta boys leading 33-18. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDL. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up shortly. Aiden Mackey finds his brother Carter down low. Jalil Jones got a piece of it. Are they going to say, okay, they're going to say it was out of bounds there off the foam on the side of the backboard there. So Norwich will have it. Graham Wooden is arguing, well, he slapped him on the wrist.
He was arguing that it was blocked, and that's what caused the ball to hit the side of the backboard. Oh, so
good catch there by Graham. Graham always cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, he doesn't change much. His face or expressions, he's just silky smooth.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what kind of night he's having. He could be scoring 30. He could be scoring 3. He just seems to keep that even keel. It's got to be a coach's dream here for the Oneonta coaching staff. Wooden with the basketball will flip one up to Carter Mackey. Now to Atchison, right side. Coming up on 90 seconds to go before the halftime break. Right side of the floor. Here for Osterhout. Lost control of it. Scooped back up here by Graham Wooden, who stole it back. And now a timeout is taken here by the Oneonta coaching staff. They say, all right, boys, we got to calm things down here, draw something up. We'll take a break. 1:28 to go in the second quarter. Oneonta boys leading 33-18. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Remember, you can go back anytime on our game audio archive, listen to these games. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. Banking easier. Here's the Jackets with the basketball going right to left. Wooden with the basketball in his hands. 25 on the shot clock, 1:15 on the game clock here, second quarter. And OHS with a comfortable lead at the moment, 33-18. But I'm sure in this rivalry, nothing feels comfortable until the final horn. Here is Wooden, kicks out for Atchison. Atchison finds Carter Mackey, now to Osterhout, right side. We got 5 on the shot clock. Osterhout, is he aware? Lost it, gets it to Graham at the last second. Oh. Puts it in. Wooden's got 11, a falling away 3. He had no choice but to chuck it up, and it's good. So Oneonta leads 35-18 with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Vinyl down low, a jump stop, has to work one back out for Maynard. Air balls a 3, Torin Lawrence, the rebound, puts it up, but he's fouled by Carter Mackey and will head to the line.
That's 2 on Mackey. 3.
So 3 on Mackey, still 2 on Graham Wooden. There was 2 on Guy Atchison.
Zaire's got 2 as well.
Yeah, Zaire's got 2. He's on the bench, so keep that in mind for the second half as Torin Lawrence gets the first foul shot. He has 3 points.
Coach is going deep on the bench here, man. Every kid's played so far for Oneonta.
Schultz is coming in. And Cole Platt as well will be in here for Oneonta. Yeah, every player that is eligible tonight has made it onto the floor.
It's a cheap foul. Can't do that.
And now Jalil Jones
reached
over the back. He was in foul trouble in that great game we did Norwich and Green on Saturday. And that's his second, team 6th. Team foul situation. 10 for Oneonta, 6 for Norwich with 35 seconds to go second quarter. Oneonta boys leading 35-18. And Graham Wooden will have the basketball. Norwich still coming with this full court pressure, doing anything they can to try to get a turnover. Gets it into Schultz. Splits a double team. On the right side, finds Graham Wooden. Wooden gets it across the half court timeline. Pressure still coming. Shot clock and game clock are pretty much identical right now with 25 seconds. Wooden's going to back it off. Coaching staff Roniano shouting from the far side saying, hold on to it, directing some traffic. Wooden now is going to take it right to the rim. Hit the rim 3 times and Wooden go down. Norwich with the rebound with Vinyl. 10 seconds left. Vinyl, right side. Jump stop in the lane. His little Dr. J finger roll won't go. 3 seconds left. Osterhout's going to have to chuck it. Oh, didn't get one off. Didn't realize how much time was left. Halftime score, 35-18. Oneonta boys on top of Norwich. Dave and I will be back in just a couple of minutes. We'll break this one down. And, boy, still a great second half ahead. We'll see if Norwich can come back in this ball game against their longtime rival here on the road tonight in Oneonta. Again, our halftime score, Oneonta boys leading Norwich 35-18. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Again, our halftime score here at OHS. Oneonta boys leading 35-19. Wanted to get you that out-of-town score we had mentioned in our Butler Auto pregame show. Big one tonight in the Tri-Valley. Cherry Valley, Springfield Girls, and Franklin both unbeaten in the league. And a lot of people saying they could be the two teams that might meet down the road. CBS Girls leading 26-15 at the end of the third quarter. Boy, sometimes those Tri-Valley teams the last couple of years, I've noticed they get into the big games and the defense shows up and just not a lot of scoring. So 26-15 there, Cherry Valley Springfield trying to put a stamp on the Tri-Valley League regular season, saying we might be the team to beat, so we'll see.
Defense wins championships, and you know, these league games, man, they can either get into shootouts or they're low-scoring games because both teams are really getting after it defensively. So it's usually nothing in between. It's usually a low-scoring battle, or you got teams that are just coming out raring.
I mentioned on Twitter earlier today that there were two milestones that could happen tonight. I'm safe to say that one of them has already happened. Not a team that we cover all the time, but the Sherburne-Earlville girls, Tessa Cole, has joined the 1,000 Career Point Club. I know she's a girl that's played here, Catskill Mountain AAU, and Oneonta, a lot of local people have followed her, so congratulations to Tessa. And there might be one other milestone that could be happening in the next, maybe 8 to 10 minutes. So we'll see. I'll keep that one a secret until it happens. But it's been a great year. We had Dylan Jacob join the 1,000 Career Point Club from Walton, Graham Wooden here from Oneonta, Kayla Campbell from Franklin, now Tessa Cole from Sherburne-Earlville, and maybe somebody else is close tonight. So we'll leave you with that little teaser there. And if they get close, we'll let you know. So, again, the second half here, we're getting ready for that as the Norwich boys trail 35-19. We'll be back on the air tomorrow, at least I will, and I'll be over in Norwich as it's the Norwich girls hosting Oneonta. And boy, what a fun rivalry that is. Two coaches that have been at it for a while here, and just when they get in the gym, this rivalry just really heats up.
you got Miller and Bennett, and I've had my fair share of games against Bennett, so I know how he can be on the sideline.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of passion from those guys. They coach both their teams to just get after it, in-your-face defense. So can't wait to see what comes up tomorrow night. So, again, we'll take one more quick break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Oneonta boys leading 35-19 at the half. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Bainbridge and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Again, you can go back anytime on our game audio archive and listen back to games that we've done here on the radio. Just click the link and you'll be able to go download those games. It's all for free at WCDOsports.com. So that other milestone's getting real close here, Dave. I'll let you know here in a couple of minutes as we get close. It's always a lot of fun. I can tell you that somebody else is going to join the 1,000 Career Point Club. So
that's awesome.
Norwich will have the basketball going right to left. to start the second half. They're in the purple with the white trim. OHS is in the home whites with the blue and the gold trim. Here's Flanagan, a straightaway three, too strong. Rebound for Maynard, left side, wants to take it to the rim. An air ball, rebound for Zaire. Lawrence lost it back to Maynard, and then Zaire says no and swats it out of bounds. Boy, it's been a block party tonight for OHS.
I mean, they got to be approaching double digits in blocks.
Yeah, they've been, you know, between Zaire, Lawrence, and Mackey, they have just been really strong tonight with protecting the rim. Here's Maynard in the corner right side in front of the Norwich bench, left it short. Big Z skies for a rebound and pulls it down safely into the hands of Graham Wooden. Wooden ahead here for Kai Atchison. Back up top for Wooden. Early third quarter, Oneonta boys leading 35-19. Into the paint here is Wooden. Works one back out for Carter Mackey. Mackey back out for Osterhout. Left side into the paint. Little up and under. No good. Lawrence with the rebound. Off the glass. Won't go, but he's fouled. With 7:13 to go in the third, Oneonta leads 35-19. That's a big foul on Norwich.
He just can't seem to find a way to just put his hand straight up. He wants to block everything, which, you know, I love the aggression. I love his hustle on the glass, but he's got to learn. And we need you on the basketball floor, and coach is going to keep him out there.
Zaire Lawrence makes the first foul shot. That foul for Norwich was on Jahlil Jones, and we were mentioning earlier he got into some foul trouble against Green the other night, played through it as Zaire makes the second one, and he has 13 points. But, yeah, they're going to need Jahlil Jones out there tonight to try to get back in this ballgame. Oneonta leads 37-19 early here in the third quarter tonight at OHS. Norwich into the corner now for Tommy Flanagan. A bounce pass into the low post looking for Jahlil Jones. Lost control of it. Wooden with a rebound. He'll dribble behind the back, try to take it the length of the floor, and he's fouled. And will have to head to the line. Couldn't get the right-handed layup to go. Boy, when he takes off, it's like he's shot out of a cannon sometimes.
He can go, and he's got, you know, he's really got great body control too.
Again, that layup, we talked about it earlier, that he made. He dribbled the whole length of the floor against Sus Valley with under 10 seconds left the other night. Made a left-handed contested layup for the victory. It was a really nice moment. Wooden at the line. First shot is good. So Graham now has 12. With 6:53 to go in the third quarter. Nate Lull, Dave Smith with you tonight on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Wooden settling in for his second foul shot. And this one is up and good. So Wooden now with 13. And with 6:50 to go in the third, it's 39-19. And Norwich has the basketball going right to left. Here's Maynard. Wants to quickly take it to the rim. Up and under. And this time he beat Lawrence to the spot. And he gets the bucket. Maynard now with 6 points.
That was a great move inside for him.
39-21. Oneonta on top here of the Purple Tornado. Here's Kai Atchison working his way to the rim. Won't go. Zaire Lawrence with the tip. Also off the mark. Second chance won't go. Rebound for JT Vinyl. And here comes Norwich back up the floor right to left. Maynard in transition. A floater in the lane. Too strong. Lawrence a rebound. Outlet pass was stolen away. And Norwich puts it right back inside. And Ford buries it for two. Quickly in transition. The track meet continues. Here's Osterhout right side. Again, Oneonta going left to right. 6:05 to go in the third. OHS leading 39-23. They go to the high post here for Carter Mackey. He was stripped by JT Vinyl. And into the safe hands of Flanagan. Flanagan wants to take it to the rim. The floater is good there for Tommy Flanagan. He's
here
they come. High nine. Norwich puts in the full court pressure now. Wooden trying to go coast to coast. Dishes off for Lawrence. Wanted to dunk it. Didn't get enough under it. Hit the front of the rim, and here comes Norwich again. 2-on-1 if they hurry. Flanagan lost control. Has to pump the brakes and pull it back out. Skip pass across, and Osterhout picked this one off, and he wants to go the length of the floor. Left-handed layup is good for Alex Osterhout, and he's got 12. And it's 41-25. Oneonta on top of Norwich. A little flurry there by both sides with 5:20 to go in the third. And now Norwich will slow it down. And here is Carson Thornton at the top of the key. Chest pass, far side, Flanagan. Quick trigger. This one off the front of the rim. Mackey skies for a rebound and Windexes the glass.
Well, Oneonta does a great job on the glass, actually. I've just noticed. I mean, they're all over that glass.
Between Mackey and Lawrence tonight, they have been tough to handle for this smaller Norwich team. Here is Wooden, finds Mackey left side. Mackey kicks one out for Atchison, right side corner on the baseline, inside to Lawrence, punched out of bounds. Ford got a piece of it. It'll stay with the Jackets. And this will be Aiden Mackey back in now for Oneonta. Norwich also going to the bench. Anthony Cathcart and Torin Lawrence coming in for the Purple Tornado with 4:50 to go in the third.
Boy, they sub a lot, Norwich does.
Oneonta gets it They'll go to Aiden Mackey, left side, lost control of the ball, popped up in the air. NHS will pull it back down. A long pass ahead. Maynard tried to do the quarterback throw down to Torin Lawrence, but it was knocked out of bounds by Graham Wooden, showing off those football skills. Out of bounds it goes.
They just got to, Norris has got to slow down a little bit. They've been doing well in a half-court offense. Slow things down and just continue to grind and get back in this game. Get it to within 10, and you're reachable here.
Norwich trying to get the ball in. Limited options, and Wooden's going to take it away. Lost. He won the battle at midcourt there. He's a little slow to get up here as he was going toe-to-toe there with Maynard, and I think he just came down hard. He's walking it off now. Good to see.
Tough kid. That was right in front of us. He went down hard.
Yeah, they both were fighting for that ball. Almost looks, again, like a football pass at midcourt. Wooden won the battle, but then kind of came down hard. And they'll actually call a foul there on Carson Maynard, his second. Here's our team foul situation with 4:40 to go in the third. Norwich with three, and Oneana with none. Mackey with the basketball on the right wing side. Again, OHS is in a little bit of foul trouble, but they're managing it so far.
So far, so good. Nobody's really picked up a cheap one here early.
Wooden, left side, as Oneana goes left to right. Goes to Kai Atchison. Atchison tries a crossover dribble, lost control of it, 20 on the shot clock, still plenty of time left. Finds Osterhout, splits a double team, right side, picks up his dribble, goes to Mackey at the high post. And Carter finds Aiden underneath over the reverse layup, and it's good. Yeah, the Mackey connection there. And it's 43-25 as we hit 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here is Torin Lawrence at the top of the key. Comes off a screen, goes to JT Vinyl, dishes down low for Maynard. The floater is good and pure there for Carson Maynard. He's got eight. And here comes the full court pressure once again. Oneana back up the floor. Wooden works one into the corner, finds Carter Mackey for three off the front of the rim. No good. Wooden almost got the rebound, but JT Vinyl just beat him to it. Vinyl trying to go coast to coast. Pops into the lane, gets it to go. No, rattled in and out. Mackey with a rebound. Boy, he's been tough on the glass tonight. And an outlet pass here for Graham Wooden.
Not many second chance opportunities. Oh, that's
Wooden,
a charge.
Wooden into the lane. And oh, boy, Norwich fans aren't going to be pleased here. We had the perfect angle on that. And probably should have been a charge, but they call a block with 3.5 to go here in the third. 43-27. Oneata on top of Norwich.
As a referee, and I've reffed early on in my career before I coached, those are bang-bang plays. You got to go with your gut quick.
Really just got to be about what you see in your angle, am I correct?
It's all about the angle. And believe me, you know how many times I've argued that call?
Wooden gets the foul shot to go here, so he has 14. And did I miss the first one there while we were laughing?
Must be.
46-27. I will total up those points, making it 46-27 with 3:20 to go here in the third. Flanagan into the corner, steps back, hit the side of the rim, no good. Rebound back out to Flanagan, followed his shot. Now ripped away here by Aiden Mackey. 2-on-1, finds Graham Wooden off the glass and in. And Wooden's now got 17, if my math is correct, and it's 48-27, and OHS is in control with 3 minutes to go in the third. A lot of hustle out here by this Jacket squad. They go to Vinyl in front of the Norwich bench, skips it across the defense to Ford. Now back to Flanagan. Flanagan left side, picks up his dribble. No, kept it going. Flanagan left side wants that three ball, tosses it up. It's an air ball out of bounds. Norwich can't save it. And with 2:45 to go in the third, OHS will get the basketball back. So I can safely say now that Piper Seaman from Cooperstown has joined the 1,000 Career Point Club. Needed 12 coming into tonight's game, so congratulations to her.
That's awesome.
Fifth female in Cooperstown history, 14th player overall to join the 1,000 Career Point Club up at Coop. Started her career at Richfield Springs, transferred over to Cooperstown in eighth grade, and she's been a mainstay on a lot of their big-time teams. So congratulations to Pipes. Piper Seaman up there tonight at Coop. 2.5 to go in the third. It's 48-27. Jackets with the basketball. They'll leave one off here for Atchison. Atchison for Schultz, 15 on the shot clock. Oneana coaching staff barking out some signals here, setting up a play with 2:20 to go in the third. Here's some ISO for Graham Wooden, the left side jumper, no good. Atchison the rebound, and he'll pull it back out and a fresh 35 to work with. They'll fire it right back up with Atchison, and his shot is too strong, too much spice on that one. And a rebound, Ford with an outlet pass here for Norwich. Purple Tornado trying some different combinations. They go Vinyl left side. Vinyl steps back, has to skip back across for Flanagan. Pump fakes, Flanagan into the lane, down low for Ford, up and in. Great pass and a good finish. And Logan Ford now with 4 points. And it's 48-29 with a minute 45 to go in the third. Wooden at midcourt. Gets across the half-court timeline and the Jackets logo there. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you tonight. Oneonta boys leading 48-29. A shot here off the rim from Wooden, and Atchison was right there to clean it up and deposit it in.
You wonder if that game on Saturday really took a toll on this Norwich team. They just look out of sorts a little bit, a little tired.
Yeah, quick turnaround. And that game against Green was tight. It was physical.
Really physical.
And they had to protect the lead, come back at times. It was really a seesaw type of game. 1:10 to go in the third. It's 50-29. Norwich with the basketball inside. They trail Oneonta, and Lawrence blocks it out of bounds on the right low block, and Purple Tornado just didn't have a prayer there on that play.
He just literally stuck his hands up and said, "Not today, little fella."
Yeah, Norwich is trying anything they can to get the ball inside, maybe draw some contact, but right now Oneonta's just playing real clean. It's simple as it gets. Oneonta in the backcourt. They'll break the press again, but it's stolen away. And this is Keegan Franklin back over the half-court timeline, wants to take it to the rim and puts it in. Keegan Franklin now with four. It's 50-31 with 50 seconds to go in the third. Back down the floor. Lawrence has it go through his hands off a pass from Schultz, and it rolls out of bounds. Again, we'll be over in Norwich tomorrow for the girls' version of this battle. It'll be the Oneonta girls traveling over to take on the Purple Tornado. That'll be a 7:45 tip. We'll have our Butler Auto pregame show about 10 minutes prior. This game got started a little early tonight after a fast JV game. So that's why we're on a little early tonight. We were on about 15 minutes early. Norwich with the ball into the paint now. Time to take it to the rim. A good up and under move for Lex Janute. Cuts it to 50-33. There is no quit in this Norwich team.
And they're hanging around.
Here is Lawrence. Wants to take it inside. Oh. And he is fouled by Lawrence with 21 seconds to go. So Zaire Lawrence is fouled by Shane Lawrence there. Some Lawrence on Lawrence crime, I guess you could say. As Big Z will head to the line, he's got 13 points. We're looking for one of those signature slam dunks that he likes. And the air ball, actually, from the foul line, he'll want that one back. Tried a dunk earlier, and oh, he's not happy with himself on that foul shot.
Air ball. Hack a shot coming up, maybe.
Second one coming here for Zaire Lawrence. He's been good at the line tonight. Second one. There's the broadcaster's curse off the back of the rim, and no good. 50-33, the score. 15 seconds to go in the third. Norwich with the basketball. They try to work it inside, and the pass was too tall there for Andrew Mullen. Out of bounds back to the Jackets with 11 seconds to go in the third. Tough night so far for the Purple Tornado. Still the whole fourth quarter to go, but OHS has just been in control so far. And here is Wooden, a crossover move, gets down low into the paint, and he's fouled with 3 seconds left, and just, boy, he can get to the rim at ease. Seems like whenever he wants, he can get that little crossover or a shimmy shake move, and in he goes.
Silky.
Yeah, very
smooth.
True. Very true. And you can see why a lot of college programs have made the trip here to Oneonta to watch. I think he's going to have a lot of good options. Just all depends on where he wants to go and how far he wants to go away from home.
Find the best program that fits you and your education. I mean, he's probably got an opportunity to get a great education for little to no money, so that's what he's got to figure out.
Second shot coming here for Wooden. He made the first, and the second one is off the mark and no good. A rebound here for Norwich, and they're going to try a shot, but it was partially blocked in the backcourt. Our score at the end of three, 51-33. Oneonta boys on top of Norwich. We'll be back for the fourth quarter here on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 51-33 the score. Oneonta boys on top of Norwich. Again, two local players join the 1,000 career point club tonight. Piper Seaman from Cooperstown, Tessa Cole from Sherburne-Earlville. We don't normally cover Sherburne-Earlville, but this year they've been playing a lot of our local teams and tournaments. They were at the UV tournament. A lot of teams went there for their boys tournament, and she's a tremendous player, so wanted to give her a shout-out tonight on the air as well as on Twitter tonight. So congratulations to those two players. 7:50 to go in the fourth quarter, 51-33. They try a backdoor lob here for Zaire Lawrence. He came down with it, fires one over to Graham Wooden in the corner, and his three rolled all the way around the rim and then popped free. Here is Maynard, tries a left-handed layup. A lot of contact there. Ball went flying, and Oneonta comes out of the scrum with it back down the floor. Into the corner now for Atchison. He wants a three, hit the front of the rim. Vinyl doing the work of a man inside there. Gathers up a rebound. We'll have a rebound, or have a foul, excuse me, in the backcourt with 7:24 to go, fourth quarter. Dave, if you're Norwich here, you're on the road, a tough environment. How do you try to just get back into this game? What's your message as a coach?
You ignore the scoreboard and you tell your team it's one possession at a time. You just got to come down and work and do whatever you can to try to score and then get stops in the defensive end.
You know, Dave, I was just reminded as well that the Oneonta boys played a game on Saturday against Maine and Well. And so maybe, you know, both these teams, I guess they can't use the sluggish excuse, am I right?
Well, some can, some can't.
Right. And so Norwich with the basketball. After that foul, Flanagan steps in and hits. Flanagan gets it to go. He's got 11.
Every shot Norwich has hit has been contested or just a tough shot. Nothing's been easy for them.
Oneonta has really made them work. Maybe that's a big part of it here tonight. 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. 51-35 the score. Oneonta with the basketball here. Schultz on the left side. Schultz picks up his dribble in a tough spot, but finds Graham Wooden. Jump stop in the paint, up and off the side of the rim, and a rebound for Franklin. Here they come. Purple Tornado ahead with Flanagan. You know he wants that three. He's going to pop it, and it's good. Flanagan now with 14. Norwich still hanging around here. It's 51-38, a lot of time to go with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter.
There it is. I mean, you can get it to within 10 here, and boys, man, 10 is nothing.
Left side of the floor for Wooden. Bounce pass into the Carter for, in the corner for Carter Aiden Mackey. Excuse me. Now for Graham Wooden. His left-handed layup won't go. Norwich comes down with a rebound with 6:05 to go in the fourth. Maynard into the paint, and he's fouled with 6:02 to go. Oneonta coaching staff, I think they were trying to say that Norwich was out of bounds on that rebound down there.
It was, well, no, what he's saying is he couldn't be the first guy to touch it, but he wasn't because that guy went and saved it to him. So it actually worked out for Norwich. It was actually a very smart play for the players on that there.
It was a good save, and I don't think anybody expected that to pop out because Wooden had a wide-open layup. It rolled all the way around and then came off. Here's our team foul situation. Norwich was six, Oneonta with two. Norwich with the basketball. They go to Vinyl in the paint. Jumper, no. Hit the back of the rim, then died and fell out.
God,
rebound
that kid's
loose.
A hustler.
Vinyl saved the rebound, as Dave said. Great hustle. Second chance shot, no good, and Zaire with the rebound. He just outworked everybody on that play. Ball back up the floor, popped out of Osterhout's hands and out of bounds.
Norwich kind of needed that. If you get that, you're within 11 there, but we'll see what happens here. They need another stop in this end. A lot of time.
Jackets with the basketball in front of their own bench. They're going to try to lob it in to Carter Mackey. Leaves one off for Zaire Lawrence. Underneath, layup is good. And Lawrence now has 15. And it's 53-38 with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter here tonight at OHS. Maynard in the paint. Again, a lot of physical play in there. They're not letting him get it off easy. Ball is loose. Maynard gets it back and pumps it up and in. It was like a pinball machine there for a moment, making it 53-40, so a 13-point lead. Wooden's in the backcourt. Press is coming after him, but he'll lob it up the midcourt and finds Osterhout, who was streaking in from the right side. Again, Oneonta going left to right. And at the midcourt timeline, here is Graham Wood with 5 minutes to go in the fourth. They're going to try to double-team him there. He gets it off to Osterhout. Left side three is good for Osterhout.
That's a big three.
Yeah, that was huge. Here's Flanagan. Zips one across for Torin Lawrence. Takes it to the rim. Zaire Lawrence says no. Knocked it off the glass, but I think they're going to get him for a foul.
I don't like those calls sometimes. I thought Zaire had great body control, got his body out of the way and kind of pinned it, but hey, I didn't have the angle.
Yeah, it looked good. It certainly looked good. And he's been great tonight, making everything at the rim hard for Norwich as Torin Lawrence gets the first foul shot to go. It's 56-41, 4:50 to go in the fourth. And Lawrence will settle in for his second shot. Torin can get this one to go. He's got five off the bench here. And it's 56-42. Wooden with a bounce pass, and now ahead for Carter Mackey. Still in the backcourt. Hands one off to Wooden. Wooden behind the back dribble gets across the jacket logo at midcourt. They're just all over him, and he just seems so comfortable with the basketball. Down low for Zaire Lawrence. Back out for Osterhout. Into the paint. Osterhout is fouled as he goes up from about 10 feet away on the right wing side. 4.5 to go in the fourth, and Oneonta leads 56-42.
They're still within striking range. I mean, this is not over by any means.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Nate Lull and Dave Smith. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. Osterhout to the line for Oneonta. First shot is good. So Osterhout with 16. That's a big night for him.
Well, when you got two guys are down, somebody's got to step up, and he's definitely done that for me. He's hit some big shots.
The bench has contributed. Everybody has played a part here in this lead so far tonight for Oneonta as Osterhout now has 17. That three was huge a couple of minutes ago, as you said.
And that was deep. That was from the O by Coach.
And a straightaway three from Maynard, and again, he gets it to go. He's got 13, and Norwich will not go quietly. That was uncontested straightaway. Osterhout across midfloor, and it's 58-45 with 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side for Osterhout in front of the Oneonta bench. Cuts through two players. His shot is blocked out of bounds and will stay with the Jackets. 16 games on the local schedule tonight. 6 boys, 10 girls. I do have confirmation Cherry Valley Springfield knocked off Franklin tonight. We'll try to get you a final score there. Timeout taken here with 4:02 to go in the fourth. Oneonta boys leading 58-45. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO. Also, welcome to all our listeners tonight on WCDOsports.com. Brought to you by SFCU, banking easier. Out of the timeout, Graham Wooden dials up a three, hits it from long distance, and Wooden now has 21. Oneonta leads 61-45. Norwich with the basketball. Here's Torin Lawrence, deflected away by Zaire Lawrence. Wow, what a play.
He's got to have close to a double-double, Nate. He's blocked just about everything.
Norwich still controls the basketball off the block, though. Lawrence tries two more times, and it won't go. That's Torin from Norwich, and Zaire Lawrence now for Oneonta. The rebound and the pass ahead. And here is Mackey. This is Carter on the right side. As Oneonta goes left to right, they get it back to Graham. Over to Osterhout. He wants another three off the front of the rim. Carter Mackey hustling for the rebound, but it gets tapped to JT Vinyl of Norwich with 3:10 to go. Vinyl trying to go coast to coast. Did everything but finish there. A rebound here underneath for Norwich for Keegan Franklin. He's fouled and will go to the line. With 3:06 to go in the fourth, it is Oneonta leading Norwich 61-45.
Not going quietly like you said a minute ago here, Nate.
And you know in this matchup, no matter who's ahead, who's behind, they're going to fight it out for sure. And they will see each other down the road again. So there will be a second chapter to this story. Shot here for Keegan Franklin is off the rim and no good.
I absolutely love the Oneonta student section. I mean, I might bring this to West Canada and say, we need theme nights. I mean, this is Farmer Night. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Timeout taken here with 3:06 to go in the fourth. We'll keep it right here. Yeah, I've seen they've done, you know, the traditional, the whiteouts and the blackouts and things like that. I think they had a pajama night. Farmer's Night is something I don't think I've seen before, though. That's a lot of creativity, so.
You might want to get a picture and put it on your Twitter, because it's hilarious.
We got the guy on the end with the big boots, and he's got the overalls tucked into him, the straw hat. I mean, that's one of my favorites right there.
They're the rubber boots, man. Yeah. I mean, he's got the straw hanging out of his mouth. I mean, it is classic down there.
Again, 3:06 to go, fourth quarter, 61-45. Oneonta boys on top of Norwich here, and you know, it's been Oneonta right from the get-go. Jumped out 8-0, 10-1, and they've just protected it the rest of the night. Norwich, you know, throwing little jabs here and there. Flanagan got hot at times. Maynard has been hot at times. But Oneonta has just had an answer. And some guys, you know, I've seen a couple of games of theirs this year. Some guys who in those other games have been quiet have stepped up big here tonight.
I'm just impressed with their inside presence defensively. I mean, those two inside are literally getting their hands on every single basketball that comes in the lane.
Yeah, we'll have to check on that tonight, as I'm sure between Zaire Lawrence and Carter Mackey, got to be over 10 blocks, if not approaching, you know, 15, somewhere in that range, I would think. It's been a heck of a night for the Oneonta big guys. Second shot here for Franklin is off the mark, and Graham Wooden with a rebound. He'll look to bring it back up the floor. Wooden across the midcourt timeline, and he is fouled by Torin Lawrence with 2:59 to go. Here's our scoring summary so far. Graham Wooden with 21 for Oneonta. Alex Osterhout with 17. Zaire Lawrence with 15. On the other side for Norwich, team high 14 for Tommy Flanagan, 13 for Carson Maynard, 5 for Torin Lawrence. JT Vonnell with 3.
It's a quiet 21 for Graham. I mean, he just sneaks up on you.
Just under 3 minutes to go. Wooden at the line. First foul shot is good. And he's got 22. Again, we said earlier, join the 1,000 Career Point Club. Such a hard thing to do at a Class B school with the schedule that Oneonta plays.
I remember when his sister, Graham, and Teddy were playing at the Boys and Girls Club when we had his sister. And I mean, they were like, I don't know, fourth grade. It's just unreal.
Time flies, right?
Oh.
He made that second foul shot. He's got 23. Here's Carson Maynard trying to go to the rim. Did everything but finish. Graham made it really hard for him coming off a screen there. And I just don't think he had enough energy almost to get underneath that shot and hit the side of the rim. Oneonta back up the floor. 2.5 to go in the fourth. Oneonta leading 63-45 over Norwich tonight. Wooden controlling the ball at midcourt. Boy, they're just swarming all over him. He looks so comfortable. I know we said that before. Here's Osterhout, another three. Swirled it around, and it goes through.
He is killing it tonight.
He's got 20. And here's Norwich with the basketball. Torin Lawrence in the corner. Dials up a three. It's no good. And it's desperation time now for Norwich. Ball rolls out of bounds. It's going to go back to OHS, and it's just not been their night tonight. And they trail 66-45. They continue to lead the press on with 2:11 to go. And here is Lawrence in the backcourt. Lawrence finds Osterhout. Osterhout to Carter Mackey. Mackey back to Osterhout as we hit the 2-minute mark to go here in the fourth quarter. Wasn't sure what to expect with tonight's game. You never know with these two teams. I thought maybe it would be a tight battle, just kind of a feeling I had coming in, but Oneonta has put a statement on this game so far.
Well, like you said, they came right out of the gate and punched him right in the mouth.
Mackey with the ball, left side, pumps one down low for Zaire Lawrence, up and in. Great pass from Mackey and a nice finish there from Lawrence. And he's got 17. Norwich back down the floor. They try a jumper right side off the mark. And we're going to have a foul underneath with 1:33 to go. Norwich going to the bench. Team foul situation, 8 for Norwich. That's 5 for Oneonta, the fourth personal. Here on Zaire Lawrence. Carter Mackey to the bench. Cole Platt will be checking back in. Norwich going to the bench as well. Looks like Julian Jones will be coming in here for Norwich, as well as Kyle Shepard.
Yeah, both benches got emptied there. It's garbage time here for some of these guys.
So 1:33 to go in the fourth. Again, Oneonta leading 68-45. Make sure to join us for our post-game show after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. two players from tonight's winning team, one from the losing team tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow. I'll be on the air.
I won't be able to join you tomorrow, partner.
Yep, no, hey, two games in a row, I've been spoiled having a color guy, so appreciate that. We'll have the Oneonta girls at Norwich tomorrow for a 7:45 tip. I know you've got your coaching duties to get back to up at West Canada in Section 3, but we're always glad when you can come down and join us.
Yeah, it just worked out this week.
Norwich with a fall away three from the top of the key is no good. Zaire Lawrence with a rebound into the hands of Graham Wooden. He's going to try to work this clock and run it up the floor here. Gets a screen at midcourt. Graham into the corner, finds Cole Platt. Fires up a three, it's off the mark. Chasing after his own rebound there with 1:05 to go. And rolls out of bounds.
I really like that Zaire kid, man. He just, something about him I like a lot.
Yeah, when he has those nights where you're like, wow, that is, you know, he can do some special things. 1 minute to go, fourth quarter. Oneonta in control, 68-45. Norwich going to take it to the rim. Little up and under move there by Andrew Mullen. And he gets it to go. Across the midcourt timeline here with 45 seconds to go. Oneonta with the basketball going left to right. Here is Aiden Mackey. Bounce pass finds Zaire Lawrence and got stripped of the ball. Ford will bring it back up the floor here for Norwich as we hit 30 seconds to go. Shepard back out for Ford. Ford finds Shepard again. They're trying to get him a three ball. He's going to toss one up. Too short. Hit the side of the rim. Back out for Ford. Ford to Shepard. They want him to shoot another three. He's going to toss one up. Oh, in and out. Halfway down. Zaire Lawrence with the rebound. And Oneonta will walk it up the floor and work off the last 10 seconds here with a 68-47 lead. A nice win here tonight for the Jackets, Dave. They earned this one.
They definitely did. And like you said, right out of the gate, they were just the aggressor. And they came out and made a statement at home.
68-47, our final. Oneonta boys over Norwich. We'll be back with the postgame show coming up on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Oneonta High School. OHS boys winning a 68-47 tonight over the visiting Norwich boys. And let's go through our scoring summary here. Dave, 23 points for Graham Wooden. That's a game high. 20 for Alex Osterhout. 17 for Zaire Lawrence. 5 for Kai Atchison. 2 for Aiden Mackey. On the other side for Norwich, 14 from Tom Flanagan. 13 from Carson Maynard. 5 from Torin Lawrence. 4 from Logan Ford. 3 from JT Vinyl. And 2 for Lex Janute. So just those big three. You had Wooden, you had Osterhout, and Lawrence tonight for OHS. They were huge.
They were huge, and the Osterhout kid, the 1-3 just sticks out. It was about a 13-point game. Looked like Norwich would make a little run, and he buried one from the corner.
Let's get into our three awards here tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'll give that to Graham Wooden tonight at 23 points. He was sensational. Always a great player, but we'll give him our offense award here tonight.
He's smooth. He definitely controls that offense, and not at one point does he ever look like he's out of control.
Next up, we'll do our NBT Bank our Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I think we can go Zaire Lawrence with this tonight.
I was going to say you could either go two of the big trees in the middle there. I mean, but Zaire definitely had a heck of a game, and he changed so many shots. Not even just inside. I mean, there was a couple times he went out, put his hand up on a wing, and just having a big guy like that run at you is going to change the way you shoot the ball.
Lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Any thoughts on a Norwich player for our All-Purpose Award tonight?
I really like either the Maynard kid or the...
Maybe Flanagan?
Flanagan, yeah. I thought he played really well, and he hit some big shots to try to get him in. I mean, one of those two kids has definitely deserved it, but the Flanagan kid sticks out to me. He hit some big shots for them.
Yeah, let's go Flanagan tonight. Maynard got it the other night against Green in that victory. So we'll go with Tom Flanagan tonight from Norwich with our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. So, Dave, thanks again, as always, for coming.
Pleasure, man. Thanks for having me, and hopefully I don't get to come again, and we're making a deep run in the sectionals. So.
Yeah, we hope that your team up in Section 3, West Canada Valley Boys, are busy, and that maybe we'll see you. Maybe we'll be broadcasting one of your games if in that Section 3, Section 4 game.
Wow, I would love it, man. It'd be great. That'd be some great stuff.
That would be a lot of fun. So, again, our final score here tonight, 68-47, Oneonta Boys over Norwich. A big thank you to the Norwich staff getting us set up here at midcourt for everything that they do. We're not here all the time, but when we do come here to OHS, they always treat us very, very well, and this is a great spot to call a game right at midcourt. So a big thank you to them. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios for taking all the time that he does out of his schedule to be on the board. Again, Oneonta Boys over Norwich, 68-47 for Dave Smith. I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great night from CDO Sports.